From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. CNBC is far and away the ratings leader when it comes to financial news on cable TV. The network's executives, producers, and reporters are hustling to keep it that way. They've told some guests they can't appear on rival channels if they want to get on CNBC while there's a breaking story. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik offers us this window into the financial news wars.
So much of broadcast news revolves around the booking, that term for getting the player at the center of the action, the perfectly placed commentator, the insider with Dish. The booker is the person who has to land the guest.
Bookers are a unique life form in the ecosystem of news gathering. They are often the snipers who sit waiting for their prey, drinking black coffee, smoking cigarettes, and then strike at the ideal moment.
Jonathan Wald is the executive producer of Piers Morgan Tonight on CNN. He's also led the Today Show and was previously the second highest executive at CNBC.
You don't want to follow, and so you'll do whatever you can to impress upon the guests the need to be on your show or your network first.
As Politico first reported, CNBC has adopted a policy that prohibits guests from appearing anywhere else first or even on the same day. Last October, CNBC's Julia Burstyn snagged a big interview.
That's right, Maria. Disney is acquiring private Lucasfilm for $4.05 billion, about half cash and half stock. I spoke to Bob Iger about why he wanted to make this deal.
Shortly after conducting her interview, Burstyn was witnessed berating Iger's team as he walked to speak live with Bloomberg TV. She was arguing Iger had to appear exclusively on her network. CNBC's top spokesman initially denied to Politico that any such explicit policy existed. But NPR obtained a copy of an email received by a guest earlier this month. It's read aloud here by my NPR colleague, Amy Schrieffer.
CNBC policy reminder. Per CNBC policy, we cannot use guests who have a same-day appearance on Fox Business or Bloomberg. By accepting a booking with CNBC, you acknowledge and accept the terms of this policy.
Several former CNBC producers told me that policy reflects a heightened competition because of new players in financial news TV. Bloomberg Television has become a more serious player in competing for major interviews. And News Corp launched Fox Business Network 5 years ago. More recently, it allowed a partnership between The Wall Street Journal and CNBC to lapse. Andrew Morse is head of Bloomberg TV's operations in the U.S.
Every network should be hustling to try to have content that's distinctive to their channel. That's our job. We're in the news business.
But Morse says Bloomberg won't try to dictate who can appear elsewhere.
We want to talk to the newsmaker. If there's news, we also understand, though, that newsmakers need to get their message out and probably will talk to other sources. People aren't in the world of consuming just one source of news or information now.
CNBC had no official comment. But executives say Bloomberg reporters sometimes play fast and loose in claiming exclusives. Here's Bloomberg's Trish Regan last Friday.
So I had a heck of a Valentine's Day night, too, let me add. And I had the pleasure of speaking with Carl. An exclusive conversation that I had with Carl Icahn.
Problem is, it wasn't exclusive at all. The billionaire investor was interviewed by CNBC2 that Thursday night and also appeared live on CNBC that Friday. Privately, several CNBC hands say, why shouldn't they press their advantage? After all, they have the bigger television audience of investors, corporate executives, analysts, and advertisers. Meanwhile, Bloomberg's Morse said he has taken to poking CNBC by slapping up a caption that says, first on Bloomberg, over an interview, regardless of whether the guest has appeared elsewhere. The caption is literally true. It's the first time that person appeared on Bloomberg that day, but that jibe is sure to drive competitors nuts and to sail over the heads of viewers. Another parry in the battles over booking. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.